Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. Rick, I have more party names. How about Rick's Party with Them Hoes? This is, by the way, not the opinion of the host that these would be acceptable names. These are, this is Michael. How about Rick's Halloween Ho Fest? Michael's big on the hoes, this guy here, and he signs the letter. I don't know, I'm just saying.
It's, bitches, hoes, all that stuff ought to be legal.
Thank you. I'll pamper in there for you. 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Coming up this hour, myriad things. Not myriad of. Because when you say myriad of, it's grammatically incorrect and you look like a retarded baboon. All right? So myriad things coming up this hour, including but not limited to the conclusion of the How Chicks Think segment with Jolie from the front desk. We'll be joined by our good friend Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. Clyde Lewis with news at Ground Zero. Another installment of It's the Worst Song You've Ever Heard. And today's top five. Top five songs from this week in 1975. It was on this week 28 years ago that Saturday Night Live made its debut live from Rockefeller Center. So we'll be honoring that day in American cultural history with the top five songs from the Billboard charts on that day. Stay tuned for that. Plus more of your phone calls, etc. It doesn't seem humanly possible that we could get to all those things in this hour. It seems beyond the reach of even the most skilled and gifted of radio hosts. Yet behold, as I summon it all from the ether before you. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. It all begins right after this. It's Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley. Live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Relatives of those Egyptian twins, born joined at the head, have been separated by American doctors. They have reason to smile today. Doctors say the boys are doing extremely well, and their organ systems appear to be functioning well. Sooner or later, they'll be able to walk like regular Egyptians. Siberian scientists say they have a discovery on their hands that raises the possibility of the local legend of the Yeti. The abominable snowman is more than just fiction, according to Russian TV. The well-preserved furry limb of a mysterious creature has been found some 3,500 meters up the permafrost of the Altai Mountains.
Were you given this by Clyde?
I was.
Okay, just checking.
It turned out, I turned the limb over and examined the sole of the foot, and I thought it looked unusual, says Sugumi Muturov, the mountain climber who made the find, so I brought it back with me. Scientific tests and x-rays show the bones are several thousand years old, but attempts to identify the creature remain inconclusive. It's a size 36.
Okay, I want to note this, by the way. Now, you're saying that that attempts to identify the remains are inconclusive.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm just saying, what are the odds that when Clyde gets in here, the attempts will no longer be so much inconclusive as they will be incontrovertible proof that there's a Sasquatch? They somehow will metamorphose, like in the next 10 minutes, they will no longer be vague, it'll be absolute definitive concrete evidence that there's a Yeti. I'm just saying, you just watch for it.
Well, the Egyptian twins have been separated. That is the true story.
All right. Why is it always joined at the head?
I don't know, did you see him on TV? It looks like a tug of war. No, it's my head, no, it's mine, no, it's mine. That's what it looked like yesterday.
It's like it. Why nobody's ever joined at the toe or anything. Nobody's ever, you know what? Nobody's ever
nobody's
been joined.
Paying any attention.
Nobody's been joined at the ass. That never happens. Or joined at like the nose. Joined at the nose. See, that'd be interesting. That'd be something a little different there.
That sounds like a good idea.
Let's move on.
A study in England suggests that just standing next to a fat person can make other people think they look worse. Researchers had people rate a man shown in two pictures. In one, he was next to a thin woman, and the other, the woman was very obese. When the man was shown with a big woman, he was rated 22% more negatively than when he was shown with a thin one. He is likely to be described as miserable, self-indulgent, passive, shapeless, depressed, weak, insignificant, and insecure. A researcher says this shows the extent of the cultural bias against fat people. The study was presented at a conference of researchers on obesity.
Well, never mind.
Next news, when it happens, I'm Tim Riley.
You know, it's one of those things where you start to say it, and then you realize it. It's what you're about to say is just over a line of propriety that even you probably shouldn't exceed. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727.
This is from the guy who was advocating sawing the Pope's bones in half
that
and
is
putting a carjacking to extend them.
It is a legitimate medical procedure. The president of the Little People of America, named Matt Ruffel or whatever his name was from
Tualatin,
Roloff, was on the show talking about sawing your bones in half and stretching them with a carjack. It's a legitimate procedure. The Pope is short. Ergo, it is a legitimately plausible procedure that you might take the Pope and saw his bones in half and then stretch them with a carjack. That is something the pontiff might benefit from, and he might loom larger in stature, both figuratively and literally. So shut your hole. You could saw the Pope's bones, and they should be sawn. The Pope's bones should be sawn in half.
Can they do that to mine? Will they do it to a, you know... person above
like,
5 feet.
You're like 7 feet tall anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't you tall for a girl?
No, Rick, I'm only 5'4 and a half.
Nah, the guys don't know how to calculate. You look normal to me.
Thanks.
I'm just saying. All right. All right. It's 503-250-1080. 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. We're going to get phone calls in just a moment, and we'll conclude the How Chicks Think segment. Let's first welcome to the Rick Emerson Show.
Gonna get drunk, also listen right here.
The publisher and brain trust of Barfly Magazine, our good friend Jen Lane. How are you?
I'm fine. That's a nice title. Thank you very much. I'm going to put that right there with Entertainment Juggernaut, which I got from the Oregonian.
Brain trust?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you know, I was going to say Maven, but, you know.
Well, brain trust, really, that's nice.
How about Overlord?
Overlord? Well, that sounds a little masculine.
How about Booze Czar? No. Brain trust is good.
Yeah, brain trust.
All right. Who's this on line four? Because I can't see anything ever. Is the computer?
It's Robbie with a comment about how he thought he heard Jolie treating a guy like a piece of meat last week.
Sweet. All right. Okay. So we're talking about just real briefly, and we'll, Jen, feel free to weigh in on this. Weigh in on this as we go. We got this email from a guy. His new boss took all the dudes at work out to a strip club, paid for a whole night in the town of the strip club. The next week, a female coworker heard about it, told the HR woman. They fired the boss and disciplined everybody else. And this guy says, quote, what's the big problem? This is Robbie. You're on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. What's up?
Yeah, since Sarah announced what I was going to say, it already gave her time to think up a lame reply.
Yeah. What's your deal?
Well, that was the deal, man. I mean, there was a guy there. You had a male exotic dancer who was actually an amateur, correct? And it didn't sound like she had a whole lot of decorum.
That's true.
Like,
there was
hey,
like,
it's
oh,
one time.
Know, that was an excellent dance routine there.
There was a man in
good,
here. There was a man in here waving his winky around.
Hey,
and you.
It's payback time, I'm sorry to say. You guys have done it for I don't know how many years.
But you were doing it in the office.
At your workplace.
There's nobody here.
At your workplace.
I was here.
Okay.
I was completely offended.
Why don't you go tell HR then?
Well, because...
Whose idea was it? Yours?
I'm just saying, theoretically, in the office. So, you know, and this guy wasn't even doing it. This guy in the story was, like, not even at the office. And the company wasn't even involved with it.
And I totally saw that Jolie, like, took the high road and left the room, right?
Yeah, Jolie...
What are you talking about?
Jolie wasn't at all hooting and hollering.
Oh, right.
You weren't at all...
Here's a 20. Put it lower.
Yeah. Yeah, you were...
That's because chicks don't
hypocrite.
Tip.
Yeah.
You big hypocrite.
All right.
Hey.
Okay, there you go. There's Robbie. All right.
But you know what? Okay, we didn't get to finish this part. Okay, maybe some of his coworkers or his whoever he manages are women, and what if they're gay, you know? I mean, if you want to get to know your employees, you don't go to a strip bar and put naked women in front of these people and then think you're going to talk to them and get to know them.
Well,
you already know that they, like,
it bonds you as
boobs.
Men. You're joined together as
bonds,
men in the
yeah.
world of manly endeavors.
You can bond at work, you know, through your phone calls and your meetings.
You can't bond at work. Because they've systematically stripped away. It's just like you can't meet girls at work anymore, you know? It's like that you can't... We talked about this before. If you're like a, as Bridget Jones would say, if you're a singleton, there's no way in which you can meet people that does not... I mean, basically, you either have to... You know, go to church or just hang out at the laundromat all day because you can't meet people at work. You can't meet people at, you know.
But we're talking about wanting to. He wants to get to know his employees.
Yes.
He needs to take them to dinner, bring them to his house and have dinner so they can talk and converse.
They're
going to be going,
what's he going to serve? What if there's vegetarian and you make steak?
And not only that,
he does both.
You can't go to your boss's house for dinner right off before you have a relationship, because then it's like you're in a subservient position. You're not there as equals.
Okay, I said you could go out then.
All right, like,
you could go out to a restaurant.
I'm saying if he goes to his strip club and your ass doesn't have to come or see the nude women, what do you care?
He's leaving the rest of the people out. It's unfair.
Well, he can.
Yeah, but it wasn't a mandatory thing. It was like he told a few of the guys, and he told them without using company resources, and it was away from the office and not on company time, and it wasn't mandatory. How is it a fireable offense?
And it's not even really a work,
because he's their boss.
Well, so what?
So what?
That makes no difference at all. And as far as he can take you to Bed Bath and Beyond or something later, if it's really going to be like a big,
nice.
You know, if it's going to stick in your craw.
I think the boss that got fired ought to turn around and sue the company for wrongful termination.
Seriously, I would full on sue the company because it wasn't a work relationship. Look, just because if Matt and in fact, this is a really good example. If Matt and I and Ian Gordon, as we frequently do and as we will again on Friday, get together to play poker, we're not breaking the RICO laws or anything, but we're getting together to gamble, which some people view as a less than wholesome activity, gambling for real money. But that's like saying you could fire us because there's a bunch of dudes who work together getting together and engaging in sin or vice on a Friday. That is friggin'
retarded.
And we'll
be drinking at the same time.
And drinking. And more to the point, you know that it's friggin' retarded.
No. Because
all right, just ponder.
Because there's no boss involved here.
That's not true. Matt is ostensibly below me in the show hierarchy. I mean, we all know it's not true
fired,
in real life,
Rick.
But I.
You're fired.
You know.
But you know, one quick thing also, don't call me that, because I'm not.
You're not a harpy. Well, you're not the actual mythological creature, but I mean.
Shut up. Because, okay, the one guy asked, or Tim said that HR is a woman's job. Why don't you ever see men in HR? You know, because they couldn't do the job. Because if you had the typical man running the HR, there would really be no HR.
No,
that's good that you're not discriminating just, you know, wholeheartedly against gender.
Yeah, it's good that you're not, like, slandering an entire gender as being dense.
Hey,
thanks.
I'm just laying out the facts as they are.
All right. John is a full-time listener in Portland. You're on Hot Talk 30 KFTK.
Hey, Rick, now she's really showing me her complete ignorance. I knew she was ignorant before, but now she's just completely 100% ignorant. And I want to know if this was a union shop this guy was working at. Because if it was, he's going to have a little bit of money coming in his future. And Jolie, go jump in the river. You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yes, I do.
Swear to God, you showed your ignorance 100%. Man, the guy wants to go out. It's away from work. Who cares if it's his boss or what? Is he the boss of these people when they leave work?
He's
the boss of the person when they're at work.
It
man.
Wasn't a work-related activity, so he wasn't still their supervisor when they're at the, you know, they're at the rail.
It's
exactly.
All about representation.
Do you have any brains? Jesus, take a hike, woman. Thanks, Rick.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll take a hike right over to your house, buddy.
The hell does that mean? All right, we've got this. I won't read who this is from.
So if you're violent outside of the workplace, should you be able to be fired for that? You know, it's on your own time and everything, but you just threatened that man, and I'm feeling now this
Seriously.
Is a, this
I didn't
is an
threaten
ups-
him.
All right, this subject line of this email is, screw the HR fools. Rick, the reason, and I'm reading this now, the reason why he got fired is because the bulk of human resources managers are nasty, lonely, soulless, hair-lipped harpies who have no other goal in life than to make people miserable with useless rules and regulations. Had the manager been a... spelling phonetically, man, this never would have happened. He wouldn't have given two F's if the women went to a strip club. Harpies, all of them. That signed a person who shall remain nameless. P.S. F. Matt with a hunchbacked HR manager.
This F. Matt is brought to you by edithere.com.
Well done, my friend. All right. Let's see. I apologize here if you're calling in on the phone is acting a little
line
wacky.
Line two, you've got Ryan. Line three, you've got Greg.
Okay, we've got the... Let's see.
Oh, I think that back. Line three is George.
All right. So line two is Ryan.
Yes.
Ryan, okay. What's our call screening software bit the dust here, so we're having to do it with like post-it notes stuck to the window. What's up, man? What do you got?
Okay. I work for a pretty sizable company out in Gresham, Southeast area. And we've had a female HR manager for years now, and she's always just kind of been a flaming pile.
Mm-hmm.
And just recently we got a male HR manager, and he really just kicks ass.
Yeah, well, that's look, and I don't want to
kicks ass. Okay. Hmm, funny.
Okay, just I don't want to sit and make rampant generalizations because I don't want to engage in the same sort of sexism that Jolie does. I will, however,
say
it is my estimation. It is my estimation, and I think most people would agree with this. I believe that in the last 15 years in this country, we have developed a vast overweening tendency to penalize people for things that are the most minute of infractions, even perceived infractions in this country. And the label of political correctness gets used to, you know, to complain about a lot of things that really don't need to be complained about. But there are a lot of situations in this country where people just need to lighten up, you know? People in this country are way too uptight. If everybody would just get up and just have a belt or two in the morning, you know, and then just break and, you know, and go get some hot monkey love on their lunch break, man, people would be a lot more relaxed and we wouldn't have all of these problems. You know, it comes from people just being way too wound up. So.
I don't think I could agree with you more.
All right, that's what I'm saying. It has nothing to do with men or women. It's like, you know, there's just nitwits in both genders, though. But for some reason, we've come to the conclusion that that only females make effective HR managers, which I think is really wrong. I think, all right.
Well, why don't you apply for the HR position, Rick?
What?
Why don't you apply for the HR position?
Because what do I want to do, sit and listen to your complaining ass all day? I don't think
I don't complain. There's nobody around here to complain about. Well,
I'm gonna let that one pass. I don't complain. Can I quote that back to you at some point?
I'm gonna just nail your
Steven.
You know what, Rick?
Steven Portland, what's up?
You know, Jolie needs to stay at the front desk. You know,
I'm listening.
Well, she shows her true colors. If she was the HR manager,
I would have been fired. Man, I would have been fired so long ago.
That's right. And I work for a company that has a male HR guy. And he's a real good guy. He's down to earth. Yeah. He's not uptight like the rest of them.
Yeah.
But you talk about women, though, don't you?
Pardon? Yeah, we do. We sat in there and we've talked about the women in our office.
See, that's
about
wrong.
The moodiness.
That's wrong.
No, it isn't. It's the truth. It's the problem. We're so busy trying to do what's politically correct. We never talk about the truth.
All right, there you go. That's Steve in Portland. I would just make this observation, which I think most reasonable and rational people would agree with, which is that by everybody getting bent out of shape about guys going to a strip club or some guy that has a picture of his... I knew a guy got fired one time because he had a picture of his wife in a bikini on his desk. It was in Salt Lake. I guess he didn't get fired, but he got one of those, you know, the reprimand put in his file. Because he had a picture of his wife. They were like in the Bahamas or something. His wife in a bikini with her cakes hanging out, and it's right there on the desk, right? And so he gets this, like, huge reprimand put in his file, and it's like every time you complain about that, it just takes away a finite number, amount of energy that you could be using to complain about things that are actually a problem.
Right, but, you know, it's offensive to some people, so...
No, please, everything's offensive to some people.
How is what I do on my personal time away from the office
I'm
any of your
now.
Business?
Because there's people that can't rest until they micromanage the lives of everyone else. You know,
they're just doing their jobs, Rick, damn it!
You know, it's like H.L. Mencken said that a Puritan is someone who lives in the fear that somebody somewhere is having a good time, you know? All right, there's Jolie from the front desk. We'll be back with more of Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. Clyde Lewis with News of Ground Zero. Today's top five as well. Don't go anywhere. It's Hot Talk 1080 KFTK. You stay there. Right there. We'll be back.
Live from Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Here's Sarah Dillon with the traffic.
Yes, here I am. We still have reports of a disabled vehicle blocking the left lane southbound I-5 at the 84 interchange. Also, the earlier accident has been cleared. That was eastbound on the Banfield before 33rd, still causing a bit of delays. Westbound the Sunset, no problems from 405 to 217. Inbound is actually looking good as well. This report is a service of Par Lumber and CertainTeed Weather Boards. Your home deserves the best performing fiber cement siding on the market. CertainTeed. I think I'm pronouncing that right.
You are.
Weatherboards offer the most authentic wood grains in the industry and the best warranty. Visit Par Lumber and ask about CertainTeed Weatherboards. I'm Sarah Dillon. That's your commuter update on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
225, Tim Riley with news, brought to you by the Mega Health and Life Insurance Company. Need health insurance? Then call 1-800-290-4108. The Mega Life and Health Insurance Company has affordable health plans for the self-employed. Call them at 1-800-290-4108. That's 1-800-290-4108. Jack Black is causing a laugh riot at theaters across the country with the success of School of Rock. I spoke with Jack recently, and he talks about how he discovered the band that eventually wrote the title song, School of Rock.
We're on stage in front of an audience. I went to see The Strokes while we were shooting the film in New York, and the opening band was the Mooney Suzuki, and they were so funny and high-energy rocking. Just went up to them afterwards and said, listen, would you guys be interested in trying to write this song? And they were like, yeah. And they took the lyrics that Mike White had written and, like, reworked them and made this awesome tune.
That's fascinating. Talk about performing the song with the kids in front of a crowd.
We're on stage in front of an audience of, you know, I don't know how many people we had, 400, 500 people. And yes, they're paid extras. But that doesn't change the fact that there's still a crowd of people and you are trying to entertain them. It's just as scary as a real audience, you know? You gotta get up there and rock them. And luckily, these kids actually know how to rock.
Yes, they do. Cloudy this afternoon, rain coming in tonight. Tim Bradley, the KOTK Newsroom. Live around the world at KOTK.com, made possible by Budget Computer, home of the $200 laptop.
Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
I'll bet you $10 right now somebody comes to the party dressed as Rush Limbaugh. I'm telling you right now. Hey, you know how you always see people dressing their kids as M&Ms? Somebody ought to just dress their kids like a big bottle of Vicodin. That's something that somebody ought to do. All right, we got the. Let's see. We're going to get the some calls here. We're here with Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show also our good friend, the original Hairy Scary Guy, the host of his own damn fine radio program. Ground Zero, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Clyde Lewis.
Sarah's abusing me.
Sarah abuses everybody.
She's abusing. She's dressed like a goth today. She looks great.
Yeah, that's a good look.
Thank
for Sarah.
You.
She had this red jacket on when she came in there. She looked, as I said, positively regal.
Hey, what sucked Kill Bill last night?
Is it any good?
Ah, yes. It's very
good. Isn't it good?
I heard it's very light on dialogue, though.
That doesn't matter.
I'm just saying.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I loved it. It was. I saw it at Regal Lloyd Cinema down there on the big screen. It was really good.
Let's get a couple calls here, and then we got the Today's Top 5. We got News of Ground Zero, all that stuff. Let's see. Let's get a full-time listener on Sovie Island. It's Tyler. You're on Hot Talk Tonight at KOTK. What's up, man?
Hey, now.
Dude.
Hey, now.
Yes. What do you got?
Not much. How's it going, Rick?
What do you got, man? How's life in Sovie? Is Sovie Island where they got that nudist colony? No, Sovie Island's where you can buy blueberries, right?
I think so. Lots of pumpkins as well.
I don't know what
pumpkins, and there's a corn maze that's in this big cornfield.
Yeah, there's a nude corn maze out here.
Is there a nude part of the corn maze?
I don't know, but I'm going to look for it when I get off the maze.
I didn't see it when I went through the corn maze.
Right? You know, I'm the only one that continues to be amused by the phrase, corn maze. No one else ever laughs at that. Never mind.
Because
all right.
Maize is corn.
Because your people call it corn, but my people at the ad agency call it maize.
And if you're nude, you can find great places to put the corn.
Well, it's not like they could call it a maize.
See, but that'd be funny. No one, you know, linguistic humor is a dying art in this country.
How about the amazing labyrinth?
It's a bunch of savages in this town. Anyway, what's up?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I listen to your show almost every day, and there's only one point in which I go to turn the dial off, and unfortunately, that's when Jolie comes on.
No, really?
Yes,
that's stunningly surprising.
I know.
No, but you got it. See, here's the thing: is you got to know. You know, I'm not saying that certainly not saying that everybody's like Jolie. We're not even. I'm just saying that there. You know, it's always important to know the mindset that you might be dealing with.
To your point there.
You know, it's sort of like doing opposition research. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess in order to know your enemy is in order to defeat them.
As Sun Tzu would say, you must become like that which you wish to destroy.
Yes, young grasshopper. I understand
that. There you go. That's what I'm saying. There's Tyler and Sylvia Allen. All right. And let's get one more here. This is Jen. You're on Hot Talk Tonight, KOTK. What's up?
Hey, Rick, this is Jen.
Oh, is this Jen that's providing us the hearse?
Yes.
Sweet. We're getting Rick Emerson Lister Party number 4, still without a name, by the way, coming up Thursday, October 30th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the New Phoenix Last Frontier Casino in La Center, Washington. And you're providing us a hearse to ride out there in.
Yes.
Are there seats, or are we going to be like laying down like cordwood in the back?
The back has one seat, but you can lay down like, you know, dead people. And then the front, we can fit three people in.
All right. So how many people, all in all, do you think it could hold comfortably?
Comfortably seven.
Seven. All right, because then the limo holds like 8, 15. That'll probably cover
us. That'll cover
everyone. We got the band and all the 1080 girls and all of us.
Dude, but we get to ride there in a hearse. That is the coolest thing.
Yeah,
and it was just redone, so it's, you know, it's pretty hot looking right now.
Excellent.
So there nobody's even going to notice the limo. They're going to be like, yeah, dude's in the limo. But then they're going to be like, dude, Rick Emerson came
in a hearse. There you go. See, it's, you know, it's one of those things you don't really get to do in your life, typically.
Exactly.
And are you plugging something here? Sarah, are we giving Jen a free plug for something?
Yeah, well, her husband. Is it just your husband that owns the tattoo parlor, Jen?
Well, we both own the tattoo parlor. Okay. But he tattoos.
All right, and so what is the name of your business? Go ahead and give him a plug.
It's Alternative Tattoo.
Alternative Tattoo.
On Beaverton Hillsdale Highway.
All right. Excellent.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. There's Jen of the hearse and the thing. And All right. Are you coming to our listener party, Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine?
I'd love to. Maybe we'll bring the official Barfly ambulance.
An ambulance,
like
a hearse,
excellent
a limo.
Counterpart.
Come on.
All you need now is a tank.
Seriously. Nah, somebody will get us
you
a tank.
You got a war.
Rick, if you can arrange for Sarah and Christina to kiss on stage at the... Yeah, see, I like where this letter's going. See, this is...
This person knows how to start a letter.
There's certain people who know how to write email, and there's certain people who do not. This is a man who falls into the former category. Because Christina Carlson, our producer emeritus, is going to be there. Rick, if you can arrange for Sarah and Christina to kiss on stage at your Halloween party, I will give you $100 in cold, hard cash. I'll even get it in crisp, new $100 increments so you can spend it on strippers the way that God intended.
You got to get rainbow money.
You know what?
I want the rainbow money.
Oh, the peach money?
Is that what it is? Have you seen
pussy,
the peach money?
No, it's pussy. It looks all...
It's actually not. It's really cool.
It doesn't look manly.
My roommate works at the Federal Reserve and brought some home. And
your roommate works at the Federal Reserve?
It is. It really is. He works at the vault that is the small currency Federal Reserve. So,
and they're giving out samples?
They're not giving out samples, but he traded in some 20s for some...
Wait, what do you mean your roommate works at the Federal Reserve?
What are you gonna do?
Didn't they do a background check?
They really did.
Did they pour it in a tub and let you bathe in it?
No, not yet, but I'm working on that.
Is there
though.
A picture of you rolling around nude on a bed of $100 bills?
No, yeah. I'm working on it. You know, cleverly placed bills, but. You know.
Yeah, so this guy gave us $100 if I can get Sarah and Christina to kiss.
It's worth more.
Who,
$100?
What?
Christina and I, $100?
Well, I'm willing to kick it on down. I'm willing to cut out the middleman and pass that $100 along to you and her.
We got it. We got it.
That would only be $50 a piece. That's not too much.
You know what I'm saying? We could give you $100 cash or $200 in drink credit.
How about a charity? See if we can get up like thousands of dollars together.
I'm telling you right now, I will give $150 to the charity of your choice if I can get you and Christina to full on kiss. I'll give
Throw the extra $100 into that. Now you're $250.
We will give $250 to the charity of your choice.
And I'm sure somebody out there would give $100 to have it done as well. They would double it, and I'll tell you what, it's pledge week right here at the Rick Emerson
all
right. Show.
So do we get to keep some of this money, or does it all go to charity?
It goes to children.
It goes to the kids.
Kids with cancer.
Like Jeez. Dornbecker or something.
I will give it to little bald children with cancer.
I was going
to
say it, but I won't.
I will give it to little bald children with cancer. I will $250 if you and Christina Carlson... I guess we should actually ask
yeah,
Christina.
I'm only one.
We probably
ought
to talk to Christina
here.
Before we set up an auction.
Children. She's Christ-like and beautiful.
She's bathed in the glow of the Lord, though.
Yes, she
might
is.
Not want to do it.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
We'll
did
get somebody
I say
else.
I wanted to do it?
Yeah, come on.
Your mouth said no, but your eyes said yes.
I know. I mean, I feel bad for the little bald children, but I can barely pay my electricity.
Yeah. Well, come on. I mean,
but they're dying.
Hey, we got some stuff to do. So, Jen Lane, Barfly Magazine. I just feel like the hour spun out of control. You've been here. You've been very patient. And it's gone from strippers to tattoos to girls kissing.
I guess I'm just too shy and retiring today.
I'm sorry.
I had this big plan. I was going to come on and make a formal announcement, and that was going to be that directly after this broadcast, I will be entering rehab.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey.
It's time for me to get off the perfect choice Advil.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad that you've finally taken that first step towards admitting that
And you've been behind me all the way. I really appreciate
it. I'd like to think I've helped you realize that you have no power over the, you know.
I have to surrender.
Hey, so tell us about what's going on tonight,
tonight,
Bar Fight.
We've got our fabulous new game show. It's called Bar Fight. And we're going to pit East versus Madam Butterfly.
Now, what is East?
East is a very chic little Japanese-style lounge over in Old Town near the Tragic Magic Gardens.
With really cool little white chairs.
Yes, very, very cool. All right. Nicely designed.
And versus Madame Butterfly.
Madame Butterfly, another cool, slick little Japanese joint in the Southwest.
There's drink discounts, no cover, and so these guys just is like a trivia contest, or
it's like a family feud, and it's based on Barfly's own surveys of the drinking populace. So it's our own version of Family Feud.
Right.
It's at Dale Ann's Lads Inn tonight, which is on 12th and Clay, just behind the Burgerville, just off of Hawthorne. Starts at 8 p.m. tonight.
All right. Well, we're going to have you back on a weekly basis, but you stick around today, do the top five with us here in a minute?
That'd be fabulous.
All right. We'll do this. We'll come back with Clyde Lewis, the top five, news at Ground Zero, all that stuff. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Well observed that you kissed Kristen from accounting for free at the last one. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, that was many drinks into the night, though.
Well, oh, please,
we'll get
like,
you
this
sauced
one, like
this
one's
going to
be any
happens.
Different? Like, you're going to be all taking the dry road on this one? I don't think so, sister.
I'm going to stay sober for the night.
Yeah. Okay. Here's Sarah with the traffic.
Have an accident reported eastbound on the Sunset. That's at Murray. Don't have any details on that, but that is causing some delays. Also, the earlier incident has been cleared southbound I-5. I-5 at the 84 interchange and I-5 northbound. Still have no problems to report from the Fremont to the Interstate Bridge. I'm Sarah Dillon. That's your commuter update on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Indeed, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Here in a short while, we'll roll today's top five songs from this week in 1975. We're here with Clyde Lewis, host of Ground Zero, News of Ground Zero. What's up in your world?
They have found incontrovertible proof, Rick.
You're an a-hole. You're a dick.
Of a Yeti in Siberia, damn it.
Yeah.
I've got the pictures posted on my website at www.clydelewis.com. That is pretty bizarre looking stuff. They actually found the, I guess you could say, the limb of a creature that has long, long claw, toenail, fingernail, whatever it is. I think it's a foot, actually. They x-rayed it. It looks like a human foot. It does. But it's all covered in fur. With huge nails, and they're saying that it could be the Yeti. So, I mean, proof?
Okay.
Who knows? But they say it's thousands of years old, but it looks pretty well preserved for thousands of years old.
Yeah, well, you know, where'd you say they found it, though?
Siberia.
Yeah, so that's really cold, though, right?
Yeah,
they find those mammoths and whatnot.
They probably kept it that way, yeah. So, I mean, yeah. I find it interesting, though, that it's something with fur and nails and looking human.
That's pretty cool.
Has been found after I did a complete and total show on werewolves.
No, that werewolf show where you said it was freaky.
You heard the
werewolf
show.
It was freaky stuff. It was part of it. Was really scary.
I did a lot of scary shows. I mean, Ground Zero gets really scary around Halloween. I mean, I'm not talking gimmicky scary. We get really scary on Halloween. Friday night we had Tommy Johnson back on talk about the djinn, and people were claiming that the feed kept playing over and over again like a broken record, and there were people saying that there were strange noises being heard as he was using the incantations on the air, and they could hear strange noises under the radio, and it was a real freaky show. In fact, I almost I went on the air and I just started laughing and tearing up because it was really frightening. And then on Saturday night, we talked with the OTO, which is the Ordo Templi Orientis, which of course is a group that is considered to be a dark...
Is that Aleister Crowley's
yes,
group?
Yes, a dark...
I don't even know this.
Black
stuff.
Magic... What's that?
I'm sorry, we had Jen Lane's... Is Jen's microphone on?
Jen's on now? Yeah.
Is that the Knights of the Templar?
Well, they're connected, yeah. The Templar Knights.
Of course!
Connected to all these secret organizations. Sure. We actually had them on.
Nice girl. Why do you know about that?
I don't think people even realize just what we were doing on Saturday night, because a lot of people were like going, who are these people? And the truth is that they are the people that are a part of these quote-unquote dark organizations that are supposed to be in government and in churches and all this other stuff, the Dark Order, that kind of thing. We interviewed the bishop of the group, and also one of the spokespeople. And we have a man here who lives here who I interviewed named Mick Taylor, who's really cool. And they were just really interesting to talk to.
Did they look normal?
They look very normal. And that was the funny thing. It says, "Hi, we're your friendly neighborhood OTO. We have outreach programs, and we love you." You know, yeah. Well, they didn't like me saying that. I asked them if they were satanic, and they didn't like that.
Oh, no,
I asked them if they were Luciferian, and they didn't like that. But I mean, you have to be careful because you know these guys could like turn you into something. Turn you into some sort of strange creature.
All right. Well, more from yes. Well, more about that in just a moment. In a moment, we're going to roll the top five today. We got this Halloween party names is from Aaron, Geek in the City, and Joni. Halloween party names: Rick or Treat.
There you go.
Stop.
I like
no,
it.
No, nothing involving my name. Rick or treat. Big Knobs and Meat Sticks. Hey, that's not bad. I like that one. Mitchell Bickford's Good Clean Fun. And finally, Drunks and Sluts a Go-Go. There you go. Here's your top five, for Tuesday.
Four, three,
Drunks
two,
and Sluts a Go-Go.
It should just be fire. Rick or Reet.
It's like that blender. They have that house band, the Hookers and Blow. Brilliant.
Counting is wonderful. Counting is marvelous.
Counting's the best thing to do.
Rick or Reet.
Stop.
Counting is happiness.
Counting is ecstasy. I love to count, don't you?
Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
And it was this week in 1975 that a little show called Saturday Night Live made its world premiere from Rockefeller Center, bringing the world such comedic luminaries as John Belushi, Gilder Radner, and Dan Aykroyd. Oh, and Chevy Chase was also on the program. The world did indeed need a little shaking up at that point. These are the top five songs in that moment, the week of October 13th, 1975. An honorable mention going to Austin Roberts and Rocky.
I found an old gray house, and you would not believe.
Oh, she died, too.
Who? What?
He died in this song.
Rocky dies?
Yeah.
Is this one of those teenage death romance songs?
So, yeah.
Painted walls and sipping wine, sleeping on the floor.
This is a terrible song.
So much love with just two.
I don't even know this song.
I didn't even play this on my The Day the Music Died special.
Rocky, I never had a baby before. Don't know if
I remember it now.
This is like the least interesting Meatloaf song you've ever heard.
Sounds like something you hear on The Fish.
Seriously.
At number five, The Suite with Ballroom Blitz.
Just the biggest, gayest bunch of rock stars.
You know what song this is?
Really?
Richie's Rock Star.
The man in the back is ready to crack as he raises his hands to the sky. And the girl in the corner is everyone's one, and she could kill you with a wink of an eye.
Famously sampled by the Beastie Boys.
And at number four,
Dickie Goodman with Mr. Jaws.
Matt Peterson.
Mr. Jaws.
Oh, this is from Dr. Demento. I remember this.
Mm-hmm. We are here on the beach where a giant shark has just eaten a girl swimmer.
And, you know,
well,
the
Mr.
70s,
Jaws,
they were like the heyday of novelty records.
And what did she say when you grabbed
there
her?
There was never a better era for the novelty record
stupid,
than the 70s.
What
and it's an entirely spoken word
bite?
Song.
Mr. Jaws,
and at number three, David Bowie with
Fame. Have you anything else to say?
Has this been sampled yet? Am I dumb? Am I high and thinking that no one is... Oh, Dr. Dre sampled this. Dre used that for that song a couple years ago.
Sing on this with him?
Who?
John Lennon.
No.
I think Lennon sang on him.
Nah, I got nothing.
I thought he did.
I think EPMD sampled it.
Did they? I mean, it had to have been sampled. I mean, just a jillion times.
At number two, it's John Denver, Very Much Alive with Calypso.
Like the dolphin.
Like, does anybody think of less than John Denver when you hear the word Calypso?
My plane collapsed, I fell in
your silent world, to live on the land, we must learn from the sea.
I think John Denver jokes are funnier because it's John Denver.
They really are.
And at number one, Neil Sedaka with Bad Blood. Joyful.
All right. You know what sucks about this song?
Everything.
I picture Neil Sedaka and Elton John gaily prancing around going, do run, run, run. Every time I heard this song, I just couldn't listen to it because I pictured them like chasing each other around like a bunch of queens.
All right. Hey, Neil Sedaka's all man.
Wait a minute, PC, Clyde. We'll be back with the Rick Emerson Show. Stay there.
Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
We now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Thanks for coming along. We've been here with Clyde Lewis, News Grand Zero. What's going on tonight? Your Bodacious Classics?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about, we're going to do a follow-up on the OTO show and some other things to talk about. You know, I'm always, you know, my brain is always on fire.
Will you be bathing in the blood of the innocent?
Drugs. What?
Will you be bathing in the blood of the unborn
and
the innocent?
I think I could try that, you know. Bathing Sweet. In the blood of virgins in front of people would be nice. There you go. I'll do that.
Keeps me young.
Yeah. Keeps me from aging, yeah.
It gives me a rosy glow. Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. Tonight, the bar fight. You can
at Gail Ann's Lads Inn.
See East versus Madame Butterfly. Barfly's new live game show. No cover drink discounts. Dale Ann's, and it's at 8 p.m. tonight, right? No cover. And we will see you again next week.
Yes.
All right. Barfly Magazine, available at Better Dives and whatnot everywhere.
Bigfoot Thank you.
Exists,
and,
by the way.
What's that?
Bigfoot exists.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. ClydeLewis.com and BarflyMag.com. It's 503-250-TEN-80. Make a note of it because we'll be back in 21 hours. We want to thank CNN Radio's Jim Roop, Jen Lane, Uma Thurman, Katie Holmes, Jack Black, Clyde Lewis, Sarah Roy, Kofi Annan, Jen, of course, and Jen Lane and Jen and Gary, the Hearst donors from Alternative Tattoo, and this guy, I want to thank my friend Nate, who hooked us up with this entire page about how loofahs are sponges that are made out of gourds from the tropics. I never would have known that. See, I wouldn't have thought that they were gourds, but apparently gourds is what they are, because a gourd is what you use to make a loofah. I thought everyone knew that loofahs are gourds. I'm just saying.
And you're a sponge, right?
It's right here. All right. We want to thank all the above people. The Rick Emerson Show is produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah Dillon for Hot Talk 1080. KOTK in the newsroom, Tim Riley, executive producer 1F Matt Peterson. Like us next, followed by the Phil Hendry Show. As always, don't let the bastards grind you down. Thank you for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow in 21 hours. Be safe. Bye.
You know, I think the intelligence I get is darn good intelligence.